Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We have so much, I do mean so much, that we are analyzing this afternoon. The debate last night between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Abigail Spamberger. We have, of course, this incredible peace plan, and it's underway. I mean, it's underway. I don't know how far it goes, how long it lasts, but my gosh, President Trump was able to do what I don't think we've ever really seen before. And we have Russ Vogt. A lot of people didn't even know that name before last week when Dr. Dave Bratt said, hey, while the Democrats are keeping the government shut down, this Russ Vogt has the ability to eliminate some jobs. And it looks like that's exactly what he's doing. Now, I want to dive into that. And I'm thrilled to say that Dr. Dave Bratt, Senior Vice President for Business Relations down there at Liberty University, joins. He joins us every Friday. Now, he's not here on behalf of Liberty. He's just here because he's a brilliant guy. He's a nice guy. He's got insight that, frankly, I just don't think we get to hear nearly often enough. And he's a friend. Dave, thank you for being here.
Dave, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Great.
Do you want to start with the debate, or did you just not have time to watch it or listen to it?
No. Well, I've been living it for 10 years. I mean, what happened in the debate is the rest of the world got to see Spamberger doesn't ever want to answer any questions. And it's kind of in all political views of my own, but the Democrat Party, they don't have a leader right now. They don't have any ideas. They don't have a platform. All they have is rage. They're upset. They're massively upset. And so, I mean, you kind of got that indication. If they have to respond to policy positions, their response would be a dog with fleas. It wouldn't fly with the voters. And so they don't say the answer. Right. And so that, that's just my quick take. And then all of this is linked, right? The rage here in Virginia and the attorney general candidate says he's going to shoot this speaker and his wife and kids. And then in Chicago, you got riots and they're attacking federal ICE agents, which is against the law, attacking, policemen. That's kind of against the law. And then you have 20 million illegal immigrants. That's against the law. And the left is in favor of this against the law stuff. And conservatives are for keeping the law. And in Oregon, you got these attacks. And then you got the peace deal with President Trump. Thank God. And I mean that literally, right? Yes. I mean, that peace deal, it's still going to be tough. That ain't no walk in the park. But to have that agreement, just the first piece of 20 fall into place, is the biggest. And that, we've spent $17 trillion on war in the last couple decades. And that money, if we spent that over here on our kids in schools, et cetera, in an innovation and technology, what a difference. And so I think the American people like, you know, the Trump philosophy of America first, bring the money back home. All of the founders were against all these foreign entanglements, right? All of them. Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, I mean, all of them. Do not get involved with these international entanglements. And just stay here. And we got enough problems over here. Now, hopefully, we get to work on the, you know, the border's already closed, but now, you know, getting back to the economy and getting things moving again. And so the positive energy, I think, is with the Republicans. I still want the House and Senate to do more. And fight a little harder fight. But that's my overall summary of the week.
Excellent, excellent. Last week, Dave, you introduced a lot of us to Russ Vogt.
Yep.
I would dare say most people really didn't know. Who is this guy? What are his responsibilities? Remind us who he is, what his responsibilities are, and what apparently he's doing today.
Yeah, well, he's a wizard. He's a friend of mine. I know that whole group, Center for Renewing America. If you want to look up the Center for Renewing America. He was with the Heritage Foundation, which, you know, is soup to nuts across the board policy shop in D.C. Kind of used to be the old Paul Ryan, a little bit of white paper boring. But now they're under new leadership with Kevin Roberts. They did the 2025 thing, which got all vilified. But the main thing Russ Vogt did was he went through the budget 3 years ago, and he did it prior in Trump's first term, with a fine-tooth comb and cut out all the woke and weaponized and silly stuff and saved $1.5 trillion in a single year, right? And the Republican Congresses, they think it's good to cut $1 trillion off of a 10-year window.
Right.
And that's clearly not good enough because we're $60 trillion in debt at the end of this decade. So for all the folks doing the math out there, if you cut $1 trillion off of the 10-year window, you're still $59 trillion in debt. That obviously doesn't cut it, right?
Right.
So Russ Vogt's the only one that went through the entire budget line by line, did the hard, I mean, Herculean work. And so those folks deserve some praise, not ridicule. It's easy to hand out free candy and be a politician and say, oh, I'm for this. I'm going to give you this. That's a vote getter.
That's right.
But we're bankrupt. The economy, I've said it a million times on your show, the productivity in our country has been going down for 70 years in a row. Mm. And that's because government spending has been going up for 70 years in a row. And so we got to end the gravy train, the free stuff, if you want to hand an economy over to the kids at all. They're already in the basements. They already can't afford homes. The food prices are through the roof because Biden had 20% inflation. We got to fix all that. So that's Russ Vogt in a nutshell.
And today, apparently, we call them reductions in force, right? We're cutting people.
Yep.
So who would the people be that are losing their jobs? I'm trying to get an analysis from somebody who's going to be honest, because obviously there's a lot of spin already. Oh, my gosh, everybody's going to die because every doctor that's ever had a connection with the federal government is being, you know, laid off and they're being fired now and all the rest of it. But so who really, realistically, Dave, who is it that Russ Vogt is looking at and saying, yeah, we can get along without you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, I think it's kind of similar with the illegal immigration thing, right? 20 million illegal immigrants Biden allows in, wreaking havoc across the city, linked with Soros and the NGOs and all sorts of stuff, right? So the pragmatic answer is, well, you go after the worst of the worst first. You go after the people that have been let out of prison 10 times, and you deport them. Right. And so I think the answer with any other rifts are going to be anybody, you know, teachers, school bureaucrats that have been pushing these crazy boys or girls things and sexuality in the kindergarten books and whatever. Right. I think we can do without your services for a while. Right. And it's just fascinating, right? In the Judeo-Christian tradition, we're the only religious group, right? The Christian West came up with human rights language in about 1300, the Catholics.
Yes.
And, came out of, of course, the Hebrew scriptures and the belief that we're all created in God's image. So we believe in protecting life, liberty, and happiness for every minority person and group. So that's not what's being debated here. What's being debated is now the minority factions, these 0.1% of the population, think they get to dictate policy for the majority. Mm-hmm. The minority gets to run the country. No, that ain't part of the Republic deal, right? That's not, right? It's like you have a right for life, liberty, happiness, yep. But you don't get to run the trains because you run the trains in the ditch.
That's right.
And so I think that's what we're sorting out here, this rule of law thing. Going way back, if you want to go way back to Locke and Hobbes, they had a hard time because they were intelligent and sophisticated thinkers. And they said, how are we going to get these people to go along with this democracy thing? Because they're not really going to vote for all these policies, right? So then you have a representative. And even if you have a representative, you still really haven't voted for everything, right? So they had to come up with, how are we going to get their tacit consent, it was called. And they basically said there's one thing that everybody will make the agreement for, and that's to protect their life. Will you join a contract, a social contract, where we, the government, protect your life, in exchange you go along with this Republic idea? Mm-hmm. Right? So that it was very minimalist government. But now people are just making up rights. And, of course, they're not rights, and they're certainly not biblical rights, and we're bankrupt. And the machine's not running anymore. Yeah. And so there has to be a fix. And, we've been spoiled. We've been living high. But those days are over, I'm afraid to tell everybody. And so it's time to get some discipline back.
Yeah. It's certainly not going to be an easy lesson for a lot of people. When you talk about how long this stuff has been going on, decades and decades and decades.
Yep.
Let's face it. Nobody wants to go to the doctor and hear, you know what? If you don't drop 20 pounds in the next month,
right,
you're probably not going
right
in for your appointment next year, right? I mean, nobody wants to hear that, but
yep,
your doctor cares about you. He's going to be honest with you and let you know what the story is. Well, do you have any sense now that these reductions in force are happening with the federal government starting today with the Russ vote directives? Do you have a sense now how long this government shutdown continues? Is this enough to say to those Democrats, all right, fine, we're getting back, we're going to vote, and let's just move on?
Yeah, I would have thought things would be wrapping up in the next few days. I think last week I said within a week or so. And so I still think Schumer's going to come back. Right. Senator Kennedy, the funny one, the other day said, look, Schumer is going to act like he's a hardcore because the socialists are running their party.
Yep.
But he's going to find 7 votes to come back and open it up and run the government. And then he's going to act like, oh, I can't believe you guys did that. I'm so upset with you. And so, you know, I think that's what's probably coming within the week.
Okay.
And if not, you know, the base of the Democrat Party is small and shrinking, but they're very loud, right? You're seeing Spamberger with the rage, Fuel Your Rage, and then the lines and whatever. So they're running hot right now, and it doesn't seem like a good way to govern.
Right. That's a great point. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. I thank you for the time. Have a blessed weekend. We will talk again soon.
All right. Love being on. God bless you guys.
Thank you. That is Dr. Dave Brad. He is the Senior Vice President for Business Relations down there at Liberty University. Great, great school, by the way. Just an absolutely stellar school. And I would hope, I really would hope that if you've got kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, etc., you're having them think about Liberty. That would be an important thing to do. All right, and I do want to make one disclaimer, just so we're always very clear. Dave Brad is never here on behalf of Liberty. He's here because he's a brilliant guy, and he's a dear friend for many, many, many years, and he knows of what he speaks. And he's just kind enough to join us and offer a little insight, which I really do appreciate. We've got my brother from another mother, Stan Drewski, is coming up at 4:35. You know, the best weekend radio show anywhere happens Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., right here on News Radio WRVA with Stan. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andrewski. And then at 5:35, my pal TJ Leonard's dropping by. They got a lot of stuff going on at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. The pumpkin patch is open. They've got a special costume contest that's going to be happening. So we got a lot to talk about with TJ. We'll do that at 5:35. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.